We're on the telephone today with Monty Peterson, who farms near Valley City, North Dakota. Monty is a member of the American Soybean Association Board of Directors and also serves as vice chairman of the U.S. Soybean Export Council. And Monty, wanted to visit with you about a social media campaign that ASA and some other groups have launched today with the hashtag Trade Not Tariffs. And this is in response to the talk that the Trump administration is going to go ahead and impose another $50 billion of tariffs on imports from China. Of course, China is expected to retaliate. So I guess talk about the message that you want to get out this afternoon.
Well, certainly ASA continues to support the administration and their efforts in making progress and finding a negotiated solution to the Section 301 concerns. Of course, as soybean producers in the country here, we would like to be a part of the solution as opposed to maybe being a pawn in this, trade negotiations. And that's really the gist of it all. I mean, we look forward to a better trade agreement with China. But at the same time, we have a significant level of concern about what these proposed tariffs might mean for soybean trade.
Yeah, now when you say you'd like to be a part of the solution, what do you mean there?
Well, certainly one of the factors that, the administration has been concerned with is the trade deficit. And, we certainly recognize that the imbalance is quite significant with China. But as opposed to, as opposed to the idea that we place tariffs or we see retaliatory tariffs on soybean, which is what we export, significantly over to China, why not be a part of the solution? We certainly can not opposed to exporting more to China and trying to help with the trade deficit in that way.
This has been kind of a roller coaster ride here the last few weeks. After those initial talks with China, it sounded like there was some pretty broad agreement. The Chinese were saying, yeah, we're going to buy more products. We're going to buy more soybeans. And then, things kind of went the other direction. So you kind of feel like you're on that roller coaster ride?
Absolutely. Certainly it's gone from cautiously optimistic to concerning and back and forth like that. That we hope that solution to the trade issues can be, that they will be successful in negotiations. We're just hoping that it doesn't displace trade any more than it already has. Certainly there already has been an effect to some degree on trade. We market U.S. soy as being a reliable, dependable product for delivery, and of course these negotiations have affected that process.
There's various reports about, what it would mean if China were to impose a 25% tariff on U.S. soybeans. As a soybean grower, obviously that would be a big concern.
Well, according to a study conducted by Purdue University, soybean exports to China could drop dramatically if China chooses to impose a 25% tariff on U.S. soy. That study projected that China's soybean imports from the U.S. Could or would fall by 65%, and total U.S. soy exports would possibly drop by 37%, ultimately affecting U.S. soybean production, in which they would anticipate a decline by about 15% should such tariffs be imposed.
When President Trump was running for president, he talked about getting tough with other countries around the world. And farmers in general supported Trump in the election. Is there a level of frustration with what's happening here? Or was this kind of expected?
Certainly, we support our administration's efforts to better trade policy. We know fully well that that's been needed. Frustrations would come probably from not knowing and not knowing how this is going to play out. I think, you know, better terminology would be concerned. At this point, we're still just concerned with how the outcome will come about here. And certainly, you know, we're at a time when we're working on the farm bill and, you know, trade negotiations with not just China, but with many countries, and many trade agreements are being negotiated. And, you know, that brings a level of concern. That's it's the unknowing. It's not knowing how those agreements will come into play, how they will change. You know, I try and remain optimistic. I try and believe that we are going to have better trade policy in the end. But it remains to be a concern that if we do not get these things negotiated soon, we're going to have an effect on this market more so than what we already have.